It doesn't matter. She's like, well, the social attitude, the AP is saying that the social attitudes towards tattoos are loosening up. Yeah, but you're a single mom with kids who's working on men. I'm telling you, you can tell me that they're loosening up, but it only takes one. Listen to me. Even though I've never used it, I still was trained in detection, and I was still trained in reading and coming up with cases for Homeland Security when I have my master's from Penn State in it. And I'm telling you, if you presented this to me with no names and said, what's the outcome for this woman? I say, I'll give you five scenarios, and four and a half of them involve being dead. And now that the AP is pushing her and promoting her, what do you think that's going to do? She operated essentially in secret, in this back curtain hidden away, and now the AP is absolutely promoting her. Somebody is going to use her in that country with the system of religion that exists there to make an example of her. Congratulations, AP. You essentially have signed a death warrant for this woman. Number six, where a peaceful rally ended in a crackdown. Lebanese security forces fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and a water cannon, or water cannons, to disperse hundreds of protesters for a second straight day, ending what started as a relatively calm demonstration. Well, when you break out the water cannons, that usually means it's going to get a little frisky. Number seven, I was talking about this earlier, Hallmark will reinstate sodomite marriage, quote-unquote marriage ads it pulled. The commercials, which featured two quote-unquote brides kissing at an altar, were initially axed after a complaint from a conservative advocacy group. Boo! Boo, conservatives! By the way, these women are gross. They're just kind of ugly anyway. Let's see. Zola, which is the wedding company that made them, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. The LGBT MAP advocacy group GLAAD expressed relief at the reversal and the bending of the knee by one Hallmark network. So Hallmark's statement, as I said, not only did they bend one knee, they dropped to both knees. Working with GLAAD to better represent the LGBT MAPQ community and would be reaching out to Zola to reestablish. I want all the gay ads. I want every ad gay. I want them. I want the dog gay. I want the birds gay. Everything's gay now on the Hallmark channel. Right? That's what we're going to do. It's not Little House on the Prairie anymore. It's Big Fat Gay House on the Prairie. That's what we want. Rainbow everything. Please, 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 don't take your money from us. We'll make them all gay. Just, all right, I got to get through the rest of these. Number eight, opioid maker pushes overdose treatment abroad. The maker of the blockbuster opioid OxyContin, widely blamed for blah, blah, blah. We'll get through that. Number nine, why UN chief is disappointed by climate summit. Because they won't enact climate change rules that benefit who? The UN. Shocking. And number 10, Buffalo clinches playoff spot in a win over Pittsburgh. Congrats to the people of Buffalo. You guys have been a doormat for so long. I'm happy for you. All right, so that's what the AP wants you to know. Coming up next, we go across the interwebs with stories that cover politics, finance, and all kinds of crazy stuff. Stick around. You're listening to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
If you ever voluntarily ate an impossible burger and your spleen falls out of your bottom, you can't say the Bear Brief didn't warn you.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Have a holly jolly. Well, welcome back to the Bear Brief here, folks, on the Crusade
and
Channel.
When you walk down.
Hold on.
Say
I need coffee. Give me a second.
To friends you know.
All right. Welcome back to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, coming to you from the Republic of Texas. I am your humble host, Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, bringing you the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow. 844-527-8723. Looks like we have 34 people hanging out in the Crusader Stadium at crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T. Please join them if you can. It's a great community. I feel it's the best community on the interwebs. Username, password, email, that's it. There's no trolls and no fees. It's a great service I think you should take advantage of. So, also, 844-527-8723. And thank you. As always, I want to thank you for allowing me the privilege of entertaining and informing you for however long you can hang out with me. Thank you very much. And if you're listening on the 30-day free preview, hopefully you will find us worthy of your patronage at the end by going to crusadechannel.com and becoming a Founders Pass member and being a part of the only listener-owned radio enterprise in the world. That's right, folks. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all original, no corporate overlords, independent radio station. That's us. And we get to talk about all kinds of stuff, including the fact that Democratic candidates are admitting that this whole primary season has essentially been a flop. And we haven't even gotten to real elections yet. But the hype that we were, oh, it's the most complex and diverse field in political history, and they're all going to talk about how they're going to save America. Now they're like, yeah, we don't even want to go to the, we don't even want to go to these things anymore. We'll talk about that. This is the story I think got everybody all jacked up, so we're definitely going to have some fun with it. This is from Jack Jalopink.com. I should probably be able to read the website name, right? But the more important, folks, Jeep will electrify its entire fleet by 2022 and make on-road vehicles, which I think is a great strategy for a company that built its entire profile being an off-road company. Bunch of morons. As you can see, we're going to have a lot of fun with that one. And then finally, from MarketWatch.com, Walmart apologizes for sweaters featuring Santa with cocaine and no pants. That sounds like a Santa. Talk about a secret Santa, right? And of course, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk about all other kinds of stuff, including Boeing's stock prices are slumping on news that the 737 MAX is going to be delayed. A German railway company is throwing shade at the ultimate shade thrower, Miss Greta. How dare you, Thunderburger? And Utah tosses out thousands of gallons of beer after law change. Hope they know that the 19th Amendment actually does exist. And of course, your phone call is 844-527-8723. Top of the third hour, we have our daily data with 538 Box Office Pro. Gal Gadot explains why Wonder Woman will not use her sword anymore. Apparently, she's retiring both the sword and the shield. So, yay. And then Taylor Swift apparently tried to drag George Soros. And then the internet reminded her that she votes Democrat. And, of course, the world famous, you've got to be kidding me. I know, to my friend in the chat room, fellow Texan, they could have just taken that beer from Utah and given it to us. We would have been more than happy to absorb that. So we're going to talk about this first article here. We're going to transition into this. The Mary Sue. I've used this website before because it is legitimately the greatest representation of how dumb people have become. So the headline says, Democratic candidates ask DNC to change debate rules that exclude Booker and Castro, because they want to be all inclusive, V-E-E-E-E-E-E and stuff. This is by the amazing writer Jessica Manson. She's not really. Of themarysue.com. Now, if you know what a Mary Sue is, it's a term in film and comic books and entertainment where a woman can do no wrong. Think of Rey from The Force, if you've seen any. If you've even seen 5 minutes of any of the new Star Wars movies where she's like the best ever and doesn't need help from no man, yeah, that's what a Mary Sue is. So these women decided to name their website after the most annoying thing in entertainment these days. So the seven Democratic candidates who have qualified for the final presidential debate of the year have all co-signed a very strongly worded letter with Cory Booker and Julian Castro asking for a rule change that would widen the field of who can appear in future debates. So even though Castro and Booker are terrible candidates, they can't qualify on their own because they have the special power, the superpower, if you will, of being brown and black. They should automatically, we should automatically have to hear what they have to say. If that's not more racist than anything else, I don't know. The DNC's bar to qualify to appear in a debate has risen progressively higher as the primary campaign has worn on, in an effort to thin the field of over 20 candidates, but some of the candidates left behind by these higher standards want to stay in the game. Well, then, maybe they should be better candidates. This is ridiculous. We want these people, really what they're trying to do is avoid the white supremacy charge that's being leveled at them, because Booker and Castro do not appeal to the Democratic base. Nobody likes them. But they think because they have that superpower of a different skin color, they should be included. These are the qualifications that Booker and Castro couldn't make. Contributions from 20,000 unique donors and either two polls at 6% or more in two early qualifying states, those being Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina, or four polls at 4% or more in early states or nationally. And apparently, that's not really high qualifications, and Booker and Castro could not attain that. I'm sorry, I just saw a pretty funny comment in the chat room. Activate super blackness! Form of racism. And so, the letter from Castro and Booker, all signed by Biden, Sanders, Warren, Le Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Yang, and Steyer. Yang's on there? Oh, wait, they don't count Asians as minorities, I forgot. So, even though he's on the debate stage, it's like, it's all white people! And Yang's like, dude, I'm Asian, shut up! And of course, the rules aren't all bad because they exclude Michael Bloomberger, who isn't even on the ballot in these early states. So, of course, let's finish up what Jessica has to write. As sad as it is for candidates that don't meet the rules, it's probably the right move for the DNC to tighten them. The crowded field needs to be thinned. Oh, so she actually kind of agrees, which is a little unique because these people are usually whacked out of their mind. It's also an admission that, yeah, we're going to boycott this one because of racism or the fact that it's going to be another low-rated talking points fused campaign ad for President Trump. That's really what it is. And so it's very interesting to see that the Democrats are like, we're going to cancel this debate because it's too white. When really it's like, we need to cancel this campaign because nobody likes us. All right, this is just going to be a waste of time, and it's more bulletin board material that President Trump and his staff can sift through to pick out talking points for whoever the nominee is. It's also bad because Joe Biden is still leading, and every time that guy speaks publicly, it gets worse and worse. So it's pretty funny about that. So keep your eye. It's really, this is my narrative, and it's the narrative that that will follow. The Democrats are canceling this. They're using this blackness, you know, this excuse of having too many white people plus an Asian that they're trying to get out of this debate because they know it's already a loser. All right, let's get to the story that everybody wants to talk about. From Jalopic.com, Jeep will electrify its entire lineup by 2022. Make, quote, unquote, on-road vehicles by Justin T. Westbrook. Speaking to a bunch of Aussie reporters, Jeep Global President Christine Muener, which that's your problem, you got a woman running this thing, reportedly claimed the entire lineup, including the Jeep Wrangler and the Jeep Gladiator, will either get plug-in hybrid or battery electric drivetrains in the next couple of years. For a brand that only just got a diesel-powered Wrangler to the market, a rapid move to the electrifying its entire lineup in just 2 years seems a little far-fetched, though we know plans are already in place for a hybrid Jeep Wrangler next year and a Renegade and Compass that are already offered as plug-ins in Europe. So it's going to be really good. I think I understand what, and when I say a woman, I mean like a progressive, you know, progressive woman that's put there that doesn't really know what she's doing. Kind of like the lady that destroyed Yahoo. They put her in charge because she's the woman, and then that thing just totally tanked. But I see the market she's going after. It must have been really tough if you were a Thoy boy and you had all the right bumper stickers on the back of your truck or your Jeep, but you pulled into the Starbucks and all your fellow brothers and sisters in the resistance looked at you and just said, "Oh, I can't believe you drive that hate machine. Why aren't you driving your Prius?" And you go, "Well, I like my Jeep. Now, my soy-filled friend, you can proudly drive to the Starbucks in your electric-powered Jeep Wrangler or your hybrid, and you can get those head nods of acceptance from your fellow rabid feminists and soy-infused men." But the move to hybrids and electric vehicles will also signal a big culture change for Jeep, which some of us may not be too thrilled to hear come out of the global president's mouth from Card.